Trinidad has passed 300 murders so far for the year. Given our close economic and social ties with that fellow CARICOM state, people here in Barbados have a deep interest in what is happening there and how they are trying to tackle the problem. Garvin Hira is regarded as a regional security expert, and he's been giving his assessment of the situation on Morning Edition on TV6 in Trinidad.
What is happening is that clearly the criminals have lost respect for authority, lost respect for life, and lost respect for law enforcement. Basically, they are thinking, you know what? We are in charge. It seems like that ideology has inoculated itself across the criminal underworld and the gangs and all of those areas where we have those organized crime groups. They are of the belief that, you know what? We are in charge. Law enforcement does not have a hand upon us. We can do as we wish, when we wish, and where we wish. We're seeing midday shootings, mall shootings, attacks. They've broken the code and have started attacking and robbing and killing the aged. Shots being fired at five-year-olds in the street. They've broken the code. And their exhibition of breaking this code has shown a blatant disrespect to life, to law, and to the authorities. So what I'm saying is that we need to have a voice. We need to have, and I'm saying we, meaning law enforcement, needs to have that voice, have that statement, and to ensure that they can strike fear into the hearts of the criminal. And that is missing. There's a big gap. And therefore, somebody, some system, somewhere needs to stand up and to take back that approach by first striking fear into the criminal. And that voice, there needs to be something that needs to be out there that when we say this, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to follow it up with action. Yes, you mentioned the consistency. And it is very important for us to understand that the criminal, we are studying the criminal. The criminal is making us a study. Let me repeat that. We as law enforcement, we as citizens, neighborhood watch groups, all of the other, sort of what I'll call structured systems to try and push back against the crime and criminality. We are studying the criminal law. Look what they're doing. But they are making us a study. They are understanding how we operate. They are infiltrating. So therefore, we have to counter that and to bring that back under control.
He then referred to something called a crime triangle,
which speaks about the crime, the criminal, and the environment. The crime, the criminal, and the environment. If we focus on any one of those elements strongly, we go against the crime, why the crime is being committed, how the crime is being committed, or we go against the criminal, who's committing the crimes, why is he committing these crimes, where is he committing these crimes, who are his associates, how is his financing being done, a whole list goes on, or the environment, is it encouraging crime, is the environment being controlled by criminal elements? What is the environment saying? We go at any one of those three elements and go hard, you can bring some control to this situation.
How do you almost take immediate control of this situation? I know that the government has frowned upon any suggestion of declaring a state of emergency.
As an expert, there isn't a need to declare a state of emergency, but there is a need to declare an escalated approach. Of tactical approaches, if you have to zone people in, for instance, if you have to, maximize that national grid in tandem also to the CCTV systems and pre-positioning your vehicles and taking the hunt to the criminal, you don't need a state of emergency for that. What you need is good leadership. What you need is good tactical operational planning and theatering your operations and moving in a direction to bring it under control. That you don't need a state of emergency for. What you need is a commitment. What you need is leadership. And what you need is good tactical operations planning. It is about a hunt. Who are we going to hunt? And how are we going to hunt them and bring this thing under control? And that is not just routine patrols with blue lights flashing with your glass up in communities. The police officers need to start engaging in their communities.
This has been SagiCorps Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let SagiCorps use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your SagiCorps advisor or visit SagiCorps.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. SagiCorps, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.